Welcome to the Tales of Adventure podcast. Tales of Adventure is an improvised Dungeons & Dragons show performed live in front of an audience at the Bristol Improv Theatre. We follow the amusing and often absurd adventures of Bagsy Badley, Trim Tosscobble, the Reverend Hatchet, and Jeffrey Banjo, as they haphazardly muddle their way through a world full of magic, mystery, and mischief. Catch you at the tavern afterwards.
Welcome back to Tales of Adventure and to part two of To the Manor Dragonborn. Reverend Hatchet has bought a house, a cursed house.
Oh.
And they find themselves exploring it as the moon rises on a spooky night. They're in the middle of the servants' quarters and they have come to a crossroads of corridors.
Of what?
Corridors.
Corridors. Corridors.
That's how you say corridors, but dramatically. Like how you might say that somebody who was, I don't know, wearing a robe, like a satin robe, you would say, ah, clothed in satin. It's dramatic talk.
Shall we?
So we were listening out for the ghostly
organ
noises.
Yes, the ghostly organ. Music of organ that just dimly propagates through the walls from the west.
From the west.
To the left.
Let's go to the west.
Left. Let's go left, west.
Your path takes you down the dusty corridor, your footfalls disturbing a thick layer of dust. Did you know that dust is primarily made up of skin flakes?
I was actually thinking that. How many skin
makes
flakes?
What a spooky factoid.
I'd just like to point out that I've bought this house from a reptile.
Yes.
Not famed for their huge volumes of skin.
Oh,
you're right.
He's got
absolutely
friends.
Right. There are no kinds of reptiles that famously shed their skin.
Well, I would expect to be kind of wading through crusty kind of like whole, I don't know, husks.
Like bodysuits.
Yeah, yeah. You'd expect to find discarded bodysuits all over the floor.
Is this also the servants' quarters? They might have had some human servants.
Yeah. Whoa. All right. I'll let you off that one.
Thank Ooh. God.
Better.
I would have been in trouble there.
Yeah.
Failing to keep logical consistency within a fantasy world.
I just want to remind you guys real quickly. I mean, I know that you know this because we hang out like 24 hours a day. But
That's depressing.
I know, it's sad, isn't it? I do have sort of a really good aura, and if you get frightened, as long as you're 10 feet within me. Hi,
as long as you have spent a lot of time together.
10 feet inside you is setting an unreasonable standard for people to live up to.
As long as you're 10 feet from me, you actually can't be frightened.
Oh. Huh.
Yeah. So if you get frightened, just snuggle next to Bagsy. Just come my way.
Snuggle next to Bagsy.
Yes, snuggle.
As you progress down the corridor, there are doors. There are doors to the left and right, and also a door ahead of you. It's from this door ahead of you that the music seems to be emanating most strongly. But the other doors might be worth investigating as well. I've got loads of descriptions of rooms here.
Come. Can I get my banjo out and start playing with the music?
Yes.
I want to try and get some... Just jam.
No. I would also like to look in one of the rooms. Can we do that on the way?
On the left or on the right?
Jeffrey
got a 22, which is only average for him. So you do pretty damn good.
Nice.
A banjo and organ is not a usual combo, but it seems somehow to work.
The left, please.
On the left. You open the door. This is actually one of the only rooms on the map that doesn't specify anything interesting.
It's just a room.
Just a room.
In the middle
just
of this 30 foot by 30 foot room is a non-magical statue.
Madness.
Jeffrey, I found your bedroom.
What's it a statue of?
It's a statue of a man.
What's he doing?
He's playing the banjo.
What?
He's a...
Is he, even though he's a statue, is he playing it better?
It's very hard to tell. He's wearing a hat with 10 corners.
It's pretty weird.
It's not as good as mine.
And the face has been smashed off of the statue. There's a plaque on the plinth of the statue.
What's it say?
It reads...
I'm sure I want to know.
Sir Clumsy Foreshadowing. Died horribly.
Thank God, I thought we were related.
Back out the room and straight on, guys, or should we check out the room on the right?
Yeah, I don't like this room.
Let's go. Let's go straight on. Let's make a move for the.
The door opens into another dusty corridor. This one much more plashly appointed. Into the main body of the house. Now, you can see by the light of Reverend Hatchet's hand, which is on fire, intentionally, not accidentally. He's not worried by it. You can see in the flickering light that the corridor is lined with portraits, each depicting a different member of presumably the same family, the Rump family. None of them are lizards. It's weird, that.
Explains the dust.
The mumbling from the previous corridor fades behind you as the sound... of this corridor comes more sharply into your ears. I should note that all of the corridors in this dungeon have their own soundtrack. Each hall is listed as the something hall. This hall is the Singing Swordsmen Hall. You hear the sound of singing swordsmen. You can tell that they're swordsmen because they're singing about how they are swordsmen.
How does the song go?
Oh, I am a singing swords man of songs and swords. I am a fan of music and blades. I love to sing swords and songs. They're my thing. Yeah. But it's scary.
Snuggling close, guys.
So are there
faces leer from the portraits out at you in the darkness.
Are there any doors along this corridor?
That's it. That's perfect, actually, yes. There's more visual humor going on here for the podcast people. There are doors on... you would have to... directly opposite you is just portraits. You would have to either turn to the left or to the right. The music seems to be coming from the right, but the left also has... stuff. that you have no doubt.
Let's go right.
To the music.
Let's follow the music.
Yes.
And how are you proceeding down the corridor? Are you just having a little stroll? Are you creeping, weapons drawn? Are you on your guard? Are you running?
Let's do a little sneaky sneaky.
Yeah,
Scuttle. Just practicing my scuttling.
Okay.
You're a weirdo.
Well, I'm not very sneaky, but a scuttle.
No, none of you are, actually. That was a pretty impressive stealth roll.
My hand's on fire.
Fair. You cautiously progress down this corridor, taking it one step at a time, slowly shuffling through the dust. The only sounds, the distant organ music, the clanking of Bagsy's chainmail, and Jeffrey playing the banjo.
Oh, I'm still playing. Oh.
Passing portraits to the left and to the right, each of which has a little name plaque underneath, should you care to learn their names.
Yes.
Yeah, go on.
Mm. All right. Who's looking at one first?
I'm looking at one.
Okay, you read the plaque, and it reads... Rinsel the Ravishing Rump. This is a portrait of a beautiful woman. She is attractive, but not in a conventional way. She's got this kind of allure, even though her features are slightly uneven.
Like, she's a member of, like, the Addams Family or something. Like that.
I mean,
of...
the Addams Family are mostly conventionally attractive. Have you seen,
like,
Morticia Addams?
Attractive.
Are we talking more like the royal
Morticia
family?
Addams was portrayed by Angelica Huston, who is very beautiful. And Wednesday Addams was portrayed by Christina Ricci, who is also very beautiful. Gomez was portrayed by Raul Julia, who is a very
We're
handsome...
all very impressed with your knowledge. is... so like, what kind of
imagine like early Picasso. It's not like a picture of like a normal portrait of a person, but it's also not like your face is just weird now.
I'm with you.
It's kind of like a halfway transition period.
I fully.
How do you feel about it?
I'm just kind of intrigued, and I'm going to sort of stand there and be like.
I know we don't necessarily have it here, but it's like a picture on an ice cream van. Is that what it's like? Bit off. Not quite right.
There is a lot to unpick about that reference. And we don't have time. Jeffrey, do you make any reaction to the painting?
No, I'm just sort of intrigued and just went.
You're just intrigued. Oh. You neither say anything positive nor negative about it.
Yeah, this one's a bit weird.
Look at that face.
A bit weird.
Art, innit?
Comes a ghostly voice from nowhere at all, and Jeffrey, you feel a strange pall come over you, and you somehow feel less personable than before. By making a negative remark about the painting, you have lost one charisma.
Oh!
What?
I also.
You
look at
heard. Which you were looking at a different one?
Yeah,
I said it was weird. I didn't say it was bad.
All right, okay.
That's the same as saying something interesting.
I think it's like kind of, yeah, it's just interesting.
A quick
kind
show of
attractive.
Hands from the audience. Anyone who, if someone came up to you, studied your face and then said, "Ah, that's weird." Would anyone take that as a positive?
I'd say being weird's better than being normal.
You would, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Bagsy.
Yes.
Your picture is of a strange plastic box with a face painted on it.
Ah.
The plaque reads, Rongo the Router.
What a wonderful little box. It must have had such an interesting life.
Do you...
To deserve a painting.
Do you touch the painting?
Ah, yeah, rub both my hands on it. And an elbow.
Perfect. As you touch the painting, you need to make a constitution save. Which you fail.
Oh.
And you freeze. Paralyzed where you've touched the painting.
Bagsy?
Reverend Hatchett, were you looking at a painting?
Bagsy.
Were you looking at a painting, Hatchett?
No, I've been in the middle of the corridor. I was walking towards the organ music. Suddenly, somebody's like shivering to my right, and then somebody's somebody's rubbing their elbows and feeling. What are you doing? Bagsy.
Can I do that?
You can. I'm pretty sure you can talk.
Oh, fine. That's what I wanted to say anyway. I seem to be frozen.
Okay, I'm just gonna.
I cannot move.
Jeffrey, give me a banjo.
What?
Okay.
I'm
gonna take Jeffrey's banjo. Using the banjo, I'm gonna try and peel
oh,
her
no,
off.
No, sorry, you can't speak. You can't speak when you're paralyzed. Sorry, no, you can't.
Don't worry.
That makes more sense.
Yes, does make more sense. I'm gonna carefully try and peel her away from the painting without actually touching Bagsy with my own hands. So using the banjo as an intermediary.
Smart.
You can do that. You can gently kind of like shuffle her backwards across the floor.
Yeah, just leave her away so she's not touching it anymore.
Yep. You can do that.
Still paralyzed.
Yep. In the distance, or rather behind you, away from the organ music, you can hear faint shuffling footsteps and kind of like a low murmuring. This is over the sounds of the singing swordsmen, who are still singing the same song. It's a short song, and they just keep on looping through.
I tell you what, Jeffrey, do you on the banjo, and I'll pick up Bagsy.
Okay.
And then let's keep heading towards the organ.
Okay.
So I'm gonna kind of fireman's lift Bagsy onto my shoulder, and then we're gonna just carefully keep creeping down the corridor.
You can do that nice and easily, despite Bagsy's size and huge weapon. And
I am
mighty
very
chainmail.
Strong.
You're reasonably strong.
I'm reasonably strong.
You mean you're quite strong, but for a level 10 character, 16 strength is kind of like.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
What do you mean, all right, Jeffrey? Are you trying to imply that you've got 16 strength?
No. Just 16 was like meh. I've not got 16.
16 is me.
Jeffrey's got 9.
Progressing further down the corridor, you pass a door to your left and then to your right. Do you wish to open either of them?
So many doors.
It's a house. How does your house not have doors?
Just the one. And then curtains.
Not one at the bottom of the stairs.
Eventually.
No.
Some 80 feet further down the hall, the shuffling footsteps trailing behind you, perhaps slightly slower than you are moving. You find on your right an open archway that leads into a great hall. It's flipping 100 foot long. This house is fucking massive. 80 foot wide, 100 foot long, 40 feet high.
This hall
is gigantic, lined with tables and benches like some kind of Viking feast hall. It's a mead hall.
This has got to be...
If I ever have a mansion, I'm going to have a room just for mead.
Yeah. This has got to be one of the best exchanges of gold per square footage that you could.
However, not everything about this dust-swathed mead hall is positive. For littering the floor are...
Really? But you sell it so well.
are 20 spriders.
Sorry?
Say what?
Spriders.
How do we feel about spriders?
I mean, I don't know what a sprider is.
Wait,
does anybody know what a sprider
you
means?
You don't know what a spider is.
I could assume that it's a typo. That it's like a spider, but more limber.
An acrobatic spider.
Yes, so where normal spiders scuttle across the floor, these spiders kind of like
plies.
Cartwheel and form little towers of other spiders before collapsing and then like make a chain of spiders to swing from the ceiling. There's lots of them and they turn to you and you see the torch, the firelight glittering off of 160 little eyes.
Carry on. Sorry, that was really good. Sorry, that was marvellous.
In the far corner, next to one of the tables, six zombies are clustered round in a circle, thumping something on the floor. Like, they're all just clustered round, thumping this thing.
Oh, as in they're just smacking it. They're not doing a beat for the spiders.
No, they're... it doesn't appear to be a drum, if that's what you mean.
Oh, okay.
They don't appear to have noticed you, although the spiders seem to be waiting for your reaction.
Can we see what they're thumping? I want to see if we can see what they're thumping.
It's a bit far away. It's 100 foot away, but you did just roll a ridiculously good perception roll. So, all right. It's a rat. It's a dead rat.
Oh, okay.
Are there any doors out of this room?
There are no doors emerging from this room, but on the far wall is a huge fireplace, and at equally spaced distances down the left and right walls, that's one in each corner and then one in the middle, are statues. Not all of which are specified in the module as non-magical.
And can we still hear the creepy organ music?
You can. It comes from off to the left. But you can see no doors in that wall.
Is there a statue over there?
Yes, there are statues. There are three statues on each wall.
I've not been drawing it, sorry.
Do you know what? It doesn't help.
I'm going to wander over to the closest statue.
Well, hang on. I would like to reiterate that A, the floor is covered in spiders.
Oh, the floor is covered in them. Okay.
Yes, and B, there are zombies in the corner that appeared not to have noticed you yet.
Hang on. Animal friendship. Now. are spiders animals? Technically?
Yes.
And can animal friendship affect multiple creatures? Or is it just the one? Well, I suppose, actually, if you made friends with one, and then they could kind of pass the idea along. So...
Yeah, but by the end of it, it's probably not going to be the same sentence that you originally started with, so... Yeah.
Make friends with the coolest one, and then they'll all follow. I'm still paralysed by that.
So animal friendship lets you convince a beast that you mean it no harm.
Excellent. I mean, a spider's surely a beast. So I shall
yes, but I don't think 20 spriders are a beast.
That's fine. The kind of the closest, friendliest looking spider I shall cast animal friendship upon. Good evening. Good evening. Sorry, I'm very sorry to disturb your rehearsals.
The closest spider stops in its tumbling for a moment and regards the Reverend Hatchet with eight beady eyes before turning to its fellow spriders, and then there is sort of like a chittering sort of conversation, and then the spriders all kind of like rush as a swathe over to Reverend Hatchet and kind of like look up at you from your feet.
Hello.
Each of them sort of like hops up onto the two hind legs and does six arms waving at once.
Can I try and shake the hand or the one of the legs very gently of the kind of the one closest to me?
You may.
Just with my fingertips so I don't hurt him, just to try and shake his hand leg. Hello. I've recently kind of purchased the deed to the house here. We're just having a bit of an explore. Now, I have noticed some zombies in the corner. And it's very likely that that a kind of a fracas will break out with them any moment. And so I just wanted to ask if you chaps would mind maybe vacate just to a wall or the ceiling just for a few minutes, maybe while we toast some zombies, and then we'll be out of your way. We're trying to follow the organ music, if that's right with you.
The spider finishes shaking your hand, and they continue to look up at you with their beady eyes because you don't speak spider, and and the spiders don't speak common.
Well, guys, I think I've sorted it.
You do know how to cast the spell Speak with Animals, though. You just haven't done it.
Well. But
the spiders are looking backwards and forwards to each other and doing very elaborate shrugs.
But is one of them really convinced that he's my friend?
No, he's convinced that you mean him no harm.
Well, that's close enough. That's basically friends. I'm gonna point at us, and then I'm gonna point at the zombies, and I'm gonna make a fisty noise, and then I'm gonna point at the spiders, and I'm gonna kind of point at the walls and the ceiling in like a.
Are you still holding me while you're pointing?
Yeah, I've got you slung over one shoulder. I'm kind of doing all this, you know, one-handed spider mime.
The spiders seem to vaguely get what you're going for.
I give them a big thumbs up.
And they kind of like scurry over to one corner.
I mean, that'll work. Just watch your feet. Be very careful.
The zombies have for this entire time been punching the dead rat. It's more of a paste now.
Now, as a former cleric and you know, as a druid, I have a great kind of respect for life. So I'm not a great fan of the zombie. So I'm going to cast Flaming Sphere.
At this point, Bagsy recovers from paralysis.
Oh, fantastic. I'll put her down so I can use two hands.
You're going to cast Flaming Sphere, you say?
Flaming Sphere and summon a giant orb of fire and hurl it at them.
Okay, let's start by rolling initiative, shall we? This is traditional at the start of violence in this game. Jeffrey's done well.
Why is everybody surprised whenever that happens?
So it's going to be Jeffrey, then the zombies, then Reverend. Oh, no, sorry, then Bagsy, then you, your last Reverend, actually.
That's fine. I'm going to think really hard about all the horrible things I'm going to do to the zombies.
This is one of the weird things about Dungeons & Dragons. The Reverend started the fight, but he didn't roll well, so he goes last. Jeffrey Banjo!
Zombies. Zombies. How far away are they?
Watch out for the spiders.
The zombies are approximately 80 feet from you in this huge mead hall.
Okay, so the first thing I'm going to do is... I keep forgetting that I can inspire people, so I'm going to inspire Bagsy.
Ah. I mean, if you never do it, can you... Is it something
bonus you're... action!
Bagsy Badly, you have a D... Is it 10?
Yes.
D10. You now have a D10 now that you can use on any check or save.
Or attack
roll. Attack roll. Because you've been inspired by Jeffrey's music.
Then, as I'm inspiring Bagsy, I'm also going to be inspired by the zombies and summon Bigby's hand and start punching them.
I see what you did there.
Say what I did.
I don't know what that spell does, so I'm going to have to look it up. One of those spells that does a lot of things.
Well, it's got a strength of 26, so plus 8.
That's not relevant.
If I want to hit them.
Well, no, it doesn't. You use it, it's a melee spell attack. It uses your charisma bonus.
Oh!
Which is less than it used to be.
Shit.
You did roll a 20, though, so... it's a critical hand.
Awesome, my favourite kind.
I need to find 8d8 in this pile of nonsense. This is just... It's just going to pulp one of these zombies.
Good.
Jesus Christ. You do 40 damage to one of the zombies.
Thank
and he had
much.
12 hit points.
The zombie is now completely paced. As a glowing... what colour is it? I feel like... I'm feeling pink,
purple.
But I've... Oh, okay, purple.
Mm. Yeah, got it, yeah.
Sort of like a mauve?
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Has this alerted the zombies
yes.
to our presence?
It has. Zombies stretch up to their full height, disturbed from whatever it was they were doing to the rat. They turn and look at the three of you over there in the entrance and go... and shamble towards you as fast as they can, which is 40 feet this round. They're still quite far away from you. Bagsy!
Can I run towards them with my maul and hit one in the face? No, that's what I do. I do that.
You can't reach one and hit it in the face at the same time.
Well, I don't want
to. You could make
them.
It to 10 feet away from one of them and then swing your maul, or you could get up close with them but then not hit them.
Seems unwise.
It depends how much fire the Reverend's going to set them on.
That is also true. In that case, I will just get a bit ready.
Just get a bit ready?
Yeah, like, you know...
Just get prepped.
Drink a glass of wine, put some tunes on.
bit of pre-game.
Yeah, a bit of pre-game. In that case, can I cast... bless, so that
you may.
Yeah, I'm gonna bless me, Reverend Hatchet, and what's his name? Jeffrey Banjo. I know his name.
Bagsy Badly utters a short prayer.
I'm going up. I want the world to know.
And you feel yourselves bolstered by the divine grace of her holy magic, Reverend Hatchet. These zombies approach.
How much have they approached? How far away are
they? 40 feet away.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. Gonna eat a whole face full of flaming sphere now.
The zombies each make a dexterity save, which zombies are historically really bad at. Yeah, they all failed. Which means each of them takes 2d6 damage? It's not that great.
Yeah.
It's six.
Yeah.
Oh. Mm. All but one of them are dead. The zombies burn to shambling, crawling shreds of what they used to be, apart from one zombie, which seems to be tougher than the rest.
Whoa.
It's got a paste rat. In one hand, it picked it up off the floor and it's shambling towards you all, covered in burning flames. Jeffrey Banjo.
Big B's hands are going to come up and just slap him round the face.
You slap him round the face so hard, his face comes off. And narrowly misses the three of you before slapping against the wall. With a wet...
A wet one, sorry.
With a wet... before it slowly slides down the wall.
Thanks.
I'm going to give the spriders a big double thumbs up. Thanks, guys.
You've defeated this trivial combat encounter.
Good fun had by all, though.
You're left here in this room with 20 friendly spriders, 6 statues, none of which are not necessarily magical, and the faint organ music coming from the west wall.
So my flaming sphere actually just hangs around for a bit.
It does. It lasts for up to a minute if you concentrate.
So I'll just let that hover in the middle of the room. And then, should we have a little look at the statue in the middle of the west wall?
Well, the statue in the middle of the west wall is a statue of a human being in robes. He's got kind of like a beard thing, and there's some twigs sticking out of his hair, and his hands look kind of dirty and grimy. His face has been smashed in.
What's it say on the plaque?
What's his name? Or the plaque that I presume is there.
His name is Lord Foreboding the Wizard.
Creepy.
However, no, you don't notice anything, Reverend Hatchet.
Nothing here.
Bagsy, however, and Jeffrey both notice that there's something kind of funny about the wall behind this statue.
No, there isn't. Nothing here, guys.
I'm gonna touch up this statue, and
could you be specific?
Yes, I can. I'm gonna start at the feet and wake my way up, and I'm gonna pull on the arms and see if the arms move.
One of the arms comes off. You don't think they were supposed to. Jeffrey.
If I've still got Bigby's hand up, I'm going to see if I can push against the wall.
Well, with Bigby's hand and its huge +8 strength modifier, you simply push and the wall collapses inwards, revealing itself to have been a secret door. Behind the secret door, you can see a short corridor. No, wait, no, in fact, another room. The corridor is behind a different secret door.
So many corridors. It's just a lot, isn't it? Can I get this into Bigby's hand?
Why would you want to do that?
I've got a giant spectral hand there.
In
I
your own time.
I want to see if I can sit in it like a chair. Like a sort of like Norwegian designed chair. And then see if it can sort of lift me and
like hover along.
Hover, yeah, as I'm going along. Because that would be pretty badass. As I'm playing the banjo.
So with Bigby's hand, you can punch things with a clenched fist.
Yeah.
You can push things with a forceful hand.
Yeah.
You can grasp things with a grasping hand. And my personal favourite, you can use it as an interposing hand and make people... It just gets in the way of something. There isn't anything about actually carrying stuff, and I feel like this is one of those magical spells that are a bit like Apple's kind of proprietary technology thing. They won't do anything that you want them to do, and it makes sense that they could do, but they're not supposed to.
Okay.
I feel like if you asked it to carry you, it would give you the magical equivalent of, this device is not supported by...
if you weren't carrying, I'll
blame Bigby.
Yeah.
He wanted you to also fork out for his other less popular spell, Bigby's carrying hand.
Because I've only got the Bigby 4.
You've
got the Bigby 5 to get the seat.
You got to get the DLC, as it were.
Okay, cool. All right then, never mind. I'll just carry on. Look,
it's horrible having to walk, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I will carry you if you want.
Oh, no, well, yeah, all right.
Okay.
In the room behind the sealed, hidden doorway, you find a large bed chamber. One wall is dominated by a huge coat of arms on a silver shield. It looks maybe like it's solid silver, which, if it's true, it would make it ridiculously valuable because there's things like a meter across. On a table by the bed is a keg of wine. Healthy. And lying on the bed is what looks like the form of a yellow woman.
I know it was the 1980s.
Not cool.
No. No, as in, like, she's jaundice, or what's...
I mean, do you want to get closer and look? You're still in the doorway, behind your hand.
Yeah, I'm going to get in. Is this where the music's coming from?
You can hear the music louder here. Okay, but yeah. there's not an organ or anything in here.
We'll follow Jeffrey in, right behind you.
Yeah. Follow Jeffrey into the room. Jeffrey, what are you approaching the bed?
Yeah, I'm being sneaky about it, though.
I'm taking the shield off the wall.
is she alive?
This thing's like a meter across.
I'm big.
She's going to carry it around in your hands the whole time?
Yeah. Oh, I can't carry you, Jeffrey Souls.
that's all right.
Use it as a shield.
That's pretty smart. Oh, bollocks. So as you get closer, you realize that the yellow woman is not, in fact, a woman at all. It's merely some yellow mold in the shape of a woman.
As in
yellow mold is not in the monster manual for this edition of Dungeons and Dragons, so I'm going to assume that yellow mold is close enough to ochre jelly, which is in the monster manual. And then as you approach it, it kind of like gloops at you.
Okay,
it gloops at you with a pseudopod.
I gloop back.
No! It glooped you right in the face.
Oh, no.
Bloody hell.
Oh.
And you take... 12 damage.
Oh.
My neck.
Imagine, if you will, that you're bending down over the woman's body when suddenly her stomach kind of like goes up into a corner, sort of like a weird pillar, and then slaps you right across the face.
Oh, guys, I've been glooped.
We've all been there, Jeffrey. We've all been there.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I have.
Next up is Reverend Hatchet, who's rolled a 20 on his initiative.
I'm going to punch her right in the midriff, wherever that appears to most be at the given time.
Just with your hand?
Ah, no, with my fiery hand, because I produce flame, set my hand on fire... Punch her in the midriff with a flaming hand. See how she likes that. Yeah.
Just flaming hand her.
Right in the tummy. Well, I mean, it's not a tummy because it's just mold.
He is still blessed. That's right.
I am blessed. I feel it. I feel it, you know?
You swing your blessed fiery fist straight at that mold.
Yeah.
And you get it. Doing a mighty 8 damage. The audience is not impressed.
Yeah, I don't really have any sense of how many hit points mold has. For one.
Mold doesn't have very many hit points, and this one seems to be quite flammable. It starts flailing around and sets the bed on fire.
Don't worry, the house is not flammable.
Bagsy, what are you doing?
I've given up trying to take the shield off the wall. I've decided that that's bollocks.
Aw.
Yeah.
Don't give up on your dreams.
I'm going to drink this wine.
Oh, boy.
I mean, the woman was made of mold.
Oh,
what is the wine going to be?
Well, you've got a pretty boss constitution save, so it doesn't. You aren't poisoned, but you realise that this is poisonous wine.
Yeah. It's mold wine. Oh! Jeffrey ain't invented that yet.
If you want a job on this show,
yeah.
Then you've got to fight one of these guys to the death. Yeah.
I spit it out. It's really gross.
That's your action this round, Jeffrey.
Don't have this wine, guys. Bad.
Jeffrey, this mold has not like slapped you and then moved on. It's still attached to your face.
Okay, I want to get it off my face.
Okay.
Very reasonable.
Thanks.
You bat it away from your face, but it's growing more pseudopods that are also looking to slap you, it looks like.
Oh, no.
And now it's kind of flailing around quite wildly because it's on fire as well.
Oh, I don't know what to do. Oh! I got a wand of magic missile, which doesn't miss, so it's not going to hit me.
That's true, it doesn't.
So I'm going to fire some magic missiles at it.
How many magic missiles?
I'm going to do 4.
Okay, that would take 2 charges of your wand of magic missiles.
Nice.
You deal 16 damage.
Nice.
And kill it.
Yay!
With a spray of purple darts, the yellow mold is split into its constituent bits, which burn up much quicker because it's got a larger surface area. And now you're just in a bedroom with a bed that's on fire. Behind you, you can see that the door you came in with has another door on its left.
Is it? Can we have a quick search of the room? Just make sure there's nothing else that's not mold or shit wine.
There's more dust on the floor. There is the aforementioned huge silver coat of arms, shields. Not much else. No, not much else. Certainly nothing valuable. Just little bits of mouldering bits and pieces. What looks like the remnants of a rotted diary on a dirty bedside table.
Do you
some
think
some balled up socks that you don't want to investigate?
Do you think that when we have the housewarming party?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We could just have like a massive game of hide and seek. Because this would be amazing.
Yes.
To have just hide and seek.
Although we might have to kind of clear the house first or only invite people we don't like.
Yeah.
They might that's fair. Die.
I wonder how Trim's date's going.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Anyway, there's a diary here.
Do you want to look in the diary?
Yeah, can I have a look in the diary?
It's a mouldering pile of rotted paper. You can't really read it. It's
can't make anything.
It falls to bits as you try and lift it up.
Door number 2, please.
This door leads into a secret corridor.
What? Hey?
Yeah.
What?
Don't worry.
We had to come through a secret door to get here, so this is a secret bedroom, which makes all the corridors.
Don't worry, I've got this all down.
It leads off northwards, 40 feet. Northwards.
That's off the party.
Well, I thought again.
It can.
Okay, let's not rely on the map. Let's just keep
left. It leads left.
That. Okay. Let's go that way.
The music getting louder?
The music is getting louder, but then as you pass along the corridor, it fades away a little bit.
Oh, I don't like that.
But if you retrace your steps a bit, it gets louder again. It gets quieter again.
Is there right,
somewhere off to your left?
When it gets louder, is that I'm gonna feel across the walls and see if there's anything.
You feel across the walls.
Anything secret-y.
And they feel like walls.
kick a wall.
Which wall?
The wall on
left or right? There's the left wall. The right wall. You're very strong, so you do kick a hole in the wall, but you don't think that there was a door there. Your foot passes through and into the mead hall. You can see a spider through the hole. It's looking curiously at you.
Hello.
You also do not speak spider.
It's rude to not say hello. It doesn't matter if I don't speak spider.
Spider,
that's what I said.
Reverend Hatchet.
So can you just I'm going to punch the left wall.
Yeah, go for the left wall.
I'm going to punch the left wall.
Why are we all punching?
You punch the left wall, and you knock down another secret doorway.
Yes! Yes! Nice. That's why we punch walls.
I take it all back.
Just redecorating. It's
really, really fucked up my map, though. Honest to God.
To be fair, we should just knock all this through, really. Just create an open space.
Yeah.
You know, it'd just be really
get a lot
nice.
More lighting, you know.
Yeah, nice. Exactly.
Okay.
In this 40-foot by 30-foot room are all sorts of accoutrements of alchemy. Bubbling flasks, weird glasswork, books, bookcases with books in them. Sort of like a periodic table, but it's only got four things on it. And then somebody's hand-drawn in a fifth one. Ooh.
Shotgun this room.
Through an archway directly ahead of you, you can see dimly in the flickering firelight of the Reverend's burning hand, another larger room fading into darkness, from which you can hear the sounds of the crazed organ music.
I want to see what that fifth element is. What's the fifth element?
It's all right.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. So a cult classic.
Oh, yeah, it's better than All Right. It's a classic movie.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah.
The fifth element is labeled in Infernal. Do you speak Infernal, Jeffrey Banjo?
No, mate.
What do you speak?
How similar is it to Abyssal?
Common Elvish
Dwarven. Oh, it's similar but quite different.
I mean, that could literally
It's like the difference between Spanish and Portuguese.
So I could get the gist?
I'll let you roll for it. You're pretty sure it says lust. Or maybe something lust adjacent.
Guys, it's a sex dungeon.
Greed?
Oh my god!
It's a sex dungeon. Yeah, don't know what's in these bottles, but be careful.
What do you do?
Sorry, I was Bagsy. I was pausing because I was assuming you were going to.
I want to check out. All
sorry,
the
I would like to add that there are no ball gags in the room. I'm sorry to stifle your artistic expression, Graham. But I want to make it clear this is not a sex dungeon. That is on them.
Well, that wine was disgusting, so I need to wash my mouth out of something.
The sex dungeon is in a different part of the manor. Carry on! What, you're going to drink something?
No.
Don't let me stop you.
What else is around? Can I have a little explore?
Like, well, there's scrolls, tomes.
Oh, yeah. No.
There's the organ music, of course. There's a small pouch full of some weird powder.
Oh.
Hello.
It's labeled basilisk powder.
Ooh.
Do I know what that is?
No. Don't worry, I don't either.
Oh. So if I was to rub some on my teeth, it's probably not a great idea.
I feel like I would put that to the audience to find out what they think it does. Probably something scary.
What could it do? All right, I'll rub some on my teeth.
Great.
I'm curious. I want to know.
I'm gonna allow you to make a constitution save here. Oh dear. Well, you get the impression that that was immediately a bad idea because the skin of your gums begins to fall off.
Can I?
It gets a little bit loose first.
No.
And then you can feel it like faintly wobbling when you move your lips around. Like, you know when you've got like a wobbly tooth, but it's not moving around and like loose yet. But you have this faint sensation of like, is that moving? It's moving. Like, it's like that with your gums.
Okay. Well, that's actually quite cool.
It's getting looser all the time.
I'm gonna keep this pouch of stuff, but I'm also I've got lay on hands. I'm gonna try and fix this.
By smacking yourself in the mouth and expending 5 points of lay on hands, you are able to unrot your gum skin.
Cool. And I'm keeping that pouch because that's
sure. Right, put basilisk dust on your.
I think we should step through the archway and have a look into the room beyond.
In the room beyond, a large circular room with a spirally staircase going up round the side ahead of you in it, like a tower. You can see... Oh, what?
Huh? Like a tower?
Well, you assume... Well, you've seen from the outside that there's towers. You assume this must be one of the towers.
Yes, that's where the towers should be on the map. Yeah. Makes sense.
Right.
So there's a staircase.
There's a staircase, yes. There's also an organ on the far wall playing itself.
Oh. Wait, is there a curtain at the bottom of the stairs?
There is a curtain at the bottom of the stairs. In the very center of the room is a table, a card table, and on it there is a deck of cards.
What? I sit down at that table.
You sit down at the table? Okay. I mean...
They start shuffling themselves.
No, it's just there in the middle of the table.
I'm going to take the cards.
Okay, you pick up
the
cards.
Are they a normal deck?
It's in a deck box. You can't tell without... They won't fall out when you tip them.
Yeah. They won't fall out?
They won't fall out when you tip them up.
Just the... Right. Oh, will Jeffrey know this?
I feel like if you have to ask, the answer is no.
So the outside of the cards, what
it's just
it
a plain,
like?
Just plain. It's deck. Just a plain box.
I'm gonna pick one out.
Just one.
Yep.
You're just gonna pick one out.
Yeah, I'm gonna pick one out and be like, oh, they won't fall out. What's going on here? Let me see if I can pick one out and pop it down on the table and be like, let's see if this is a. This could be amazing.
Is everyone familiar with the deck of many things?
I am, but Jeffrey's not.
Ah.
Oh.
You have drawn the Donjon card. Jeffrey vanishes.
Oh. What?
From your perspective, Jeffrey, you draw the card. And then nothing. You see nothing, hear nothing, know nothing, taste nothing. You don't know where you are or what's happened to you.
Jeffrey!
The deck of cards falls to the table with a sort of like a thud.
Oh, piss it.
I told him not to play with himself. He never listened.
Time and time again. Guess we better keep hold of the deck of cards.
Well, I don't know.
But I mean, he could be in there.
There's only one way to find out.
I'm gonna just open the lid. Jeffrey! Jeffrey, you in there?
No reply.
Cool. Well, so there's nothing else here, just a table, deck of cards, and some stairs going up.
There's a bowling set.
A bowling set?
A bowling set.
A bowling set.
Like some pins and a bowling ball.
Want to go bowling?
No!
Okay. Just, you know, it's quite stressful. I just thought some recreational activity might be helpful.
I think right. I'm gonna keep hold of the deck of cards. I'm gonna take the deck of cards. I'm gonna put them in my pocket. I've got pockets. Sure.
Yeah, you got pockets somewhere.
I've got loads of pockets.
Please make a note of that on your character sheet as deck of many things.
Definitely good thing to have on you to be carrying around. I'm sure. So head up the stairs.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. We're gonna go upstairs. Look, you're moving aside the curtain though.
I'll get rid of the curtain. I said I'd do that. I swoop the curtain. Swoop.
You swoop the curtain to reveal just a staircase heading upwards. Oh. This is the bottom of the steps.
Look, it's not dusty here.
Oh, that's what the curtain's for. Yeah, keep the dust off.
It's worked beautifully well, I think.
Do you know what? Fair enough, actually. That's
I've misjudged curtains.
Yeah.
Up the stairs.
We continue up the stairs.
How are you proceeding up the stairs?
Well, I mean, I'd say stealthily, but what's the point, really?
Geoffrey, where are you?
Geoffrey.
You emerge into the second floor of the tower, into what appears to be some kind of guard room. You think it's a guard room because it's guarded. Guarded quite heavily. In this tower room are three whites and 34 skeletons.
34?
Yeah, 34. Based on the grid map I've got here, pretty much the room is just wall-to-wall skeletons.
Do you want to push some skeletons down some stairs?
The skeletons turn to you and draw short swords and advance towards you. Will, Bagsy and Reverend Hatchet defeat ridiculous numbers of skeletons placed here by a cruel and uncaring adventure module designer from the 1980s? Will Geoffrey Banjo ever escape the extra-dimensional sphere that he's become imprisoned in? And how did Trim's date go? Yeah. All these questions and more answered in the next Tales of Adventure!
You've been listening to the Tales of Adventure podcast. The Dungeon Master was played by Steve Clements. Bagsy Badley by Alice Taylor Matthews. Reverend Hatchet by Tom Bridges. Trim Toss Cobble by Kat Murphy. And Geoffrey Banjo by Stee Brown. Follow us on Twitter @Tales_Adventure. On Facebook @OfficialToA Show. And join us in the audience with tickets from improvtheatre.co.uk. See you next time for some more Tales of Adventure!